Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We got a lot to talk about here today on the show. Very big weekend coming up. We'll do a lot of previewing of everything here today. Obviously, this coming Saturday is the NXT TakeOver show. We got a lot of big matches scheduled. Tommaso Ciampa, Velveteen Dream for the NXT title. Aleister Black, Johnny Gargano, The Undisputed Era versus Pete Dunne, Ricochet, and the War Riders. And Shayna Baszler versus Kairi Sane. 2 out of 3 falls match for the NXT women's title. Matt Riddle versus Cassius Ohno, also scheduled for the show. So a lot of great stuff. A lot of great stuff coming up on that NXT show. We've also got, obviously, the next day Survivor Series. We have all the matches scheduled for that show as of right now. We could do some predictions, some previews, that sort of thing. So that'll be coming up as well. I believe the stream is down, so I'm not going to bother throwing out the numbers at this point, but we will go through a bunch of text messages as they come in. No Dr. Lucha on the show here today. We were hoping to get him on, but he is unavailable here today. He's got a work lunch, so we'll try to get him up here over the next few days to talk about what's going on in Lucha Libre. But in the meantime, besides that, we got information on Joey Ryan and his pec injury. We've got a Nick Diaz update. He is reportedly close to returning. And hey, I'm told TuneIn is up. So what was I talking about? 844-411-5411 is the phone number. That is toll-free, 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. So you're welcome to join us here today to talk any of this. And we'll get into all of it here after the break. Enzo Amore also kicked off a flight from New York to L.A. on Thursday. What's going on with Enzo? Apparently not a lot. We'll kick it off after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
I drifted in this town a few days ago. The girl I come to see, you know I love her so. We live in a shack up on the hill, and I'm in the range with Bethel and Deer. They call me Big Bear John.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we are back here in the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also WrestlingObserver.com. I'd been under the impression we didn't have a stream, but hey, we got a stream. So as a result, if you want to give us a call here today, the phone numbers, 844-411-5411 is the phone number, toll free. 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. Pretty much whatever's on your mind is going to be fair game here today. And obviously a lot to get into, not the least of which is a tweet by Cody Rhodes that he sent out a little while ago talking about his future in Ring of Honor. Yes. Cody Rhodes, they officially announced that the final battle main event is going to be himself and Jay Lethal. And he basically stated that he's out of here. He says, Jay was the first match I had in Ring of Honor 2 years ago. He will be my last. I will take the world championship into free agency. So I guess we'll see what that means. What does that mean? Could mean nothing, by the way, I want to add. Could mean nothing. He's not under contract right now, but they could be doing a storyline where he is going to win and allegedly take it into free agency, but prior to that, he'll sign. I don't know if that's exactly what's going to happen, but they very well could do that. Any thoughts, Mike?
I just think he and his friends know how to use social media better than everyone else. They have been better at using social media than everyone else for quite some time, and they will probably continue to be through January or so. So that's all I'll pretty much say about that. They do keep it interesting. Again, it's we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
All right. So as always, phone calls, phone lines are ringing, a lot of text messages coming through. We'll get into the previews for the NXT show as well as the – oh, man, I see some of these texts I'm getting.
Oh, about what, Cody?
Joey Ryan.
Oh, why?
His pec injury. It's his chest, everybody. It's his chest. All right, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hi, this is Philip, and I will be attending, actually, Survivor Series and War Games tomorrow. This will be my first live event in, like, 3 years. So me and my friend, I got a hotel, a four-star hotel right next to the arena. And I'm looking forward to watch some good wrestling.
That's right. What are you looking forward to?
And I am War Games, of course. I've never seen two rings next to each other. And like War, I started watching wrestling in like '96, so I was there right at the tail end when they were starting to do War Games. So I feel like it's like a full circle event thing for me to be able to see something that I didn't think I would ever get a chance to see live.
Man.
So I'm looking forward to seeing that, and this will be probably like the first ever like real cage match I've ever seen live besides Hell in the Cell. So this is something I'm also looking forward. But
hey, you looking forward to this Matt Riddle match here on the undercard?
Man, it sounds like you could.
Yeah, it's something I'm seeing. Like first time I'll get the chance to see Matt Riddle live.
Oh, man.
And I've always watched Cassius Ohno and in PWG when I used to go to events when they were out in Reseda. So this is something I'm looking forward to. The one I'm least looking forward to, though, kind of is, surprisingly, is Velveteen Dream versus Tommaso Ciampa. I'm not sure why. Just like, I don't know if it's because I don't really see too much of a chance of Velveteen Dream winning, or if I was more looking forward to hoping it would have been Triple Threat with Lars Sullivan into the mix.
Well, you know, my friend, I want to thank you very much for the call. I'll say this about that Velveteen Dream deal. I watch this NXT show every week, and I have absolutely no idea. Does anybody listening to this right now think that the Velveteen Dream has any chance of winning this match?
I don't.
Anybody out there? I mean, I watched him a couple of weeks ago. He faced Lars Sullivan in a main event, and Lars Sullivan just beat the hell out of this guy the entire time. And he barely escaped with his life. And, I mean, Lars Sullivan's nowhere on this show.
Well, so WWE has had a thing in the past, although it's been mostly on the main roster, of sometimes you do that, and then you get the victory, and now you have two opponents set up and ready to go.
Yeah, when I watch it, I mean, when I watch it, the wrestling fan in me who's been watching this for however many years, I mean, I watch the way they're pushing Velveteen Dream, and all I can think is, well, he's winning, right? Like, why else would you... There's no reason to push Velveteen Dream as a guy that, like, nobody thinks has any chance of winning unless he's going to win. But when you watch NXT and you look at all of the storylines that they're building up with all of the different individuals, it makes no sense for Tommaso Ciampa to lose the title. So I have no idea what's going on. I'm baffled.
Well, I'm not trying to play devil's advocate here, but with Ciampa, do you really think he needs the title to tell a cool story with him, no matter who it is against everyone? I mean, the title is
yes,
a nice
touchy... Yes, I'm going to tell you why. I want to tell you why here. Because all year, we have been watching Tommaso Ciampa and Johnny Gargano feuding, and they were headlining every show for nothing. Like, there's no title on the line. And I thought, well, dude, like...
There was something more than that on the line.
Just give him the title or whatever. So... finally, Ciampa wins the title. And like the whole storyline now, the whole reason that Johnny Gargano turned heel and attacked Aleister Black in the parking lot was he doesn't want anybody else to beat Ciampa for the title. That's
this
like the whole storyline.
Yeah,
The entire storyline is that he wants to win the title from Ciampa. So, I mean, maybe the whole storyline is that Velveteen has the match won and Gargano screws him. And then you can go with Gargano and Velveteen Dream for a while. But I don't know. It's weird.
That wouldn't be the worst thing in the world, too, if you're going to tie Tommaso back up again with Aleister Black. So there's lots of different ways they can go. I mean, it is good. That's the one cool part about NXT is it is an intriguing mix. And they do have a cast there. And you never know. Somebody could get called up, too. I don't think that's going to happen before the Royal Rumble. But there's always at least that kind of cool thing going on where you actually they've done a good job mixing things up.
This person here says, Brian, why does Vince put so much stock in Brock still? Why does he pay him so much and give him special treatment? Does he even draw anymore? He doesn't help with TV ratings as far as I know.
Well, you can put him on SportsCenter. That matters.
Well, let me tell you this, my friend. We don't get quarter hours.
UFC.
We get hourly numbers and that's it. But do you know who gets quarter hours? Do you know who gets the minute-by-minute ratings? Vince. And if Brock were not drawing, if Brock was actively turning fans off, if Brock was running people off the show, this is the same for Roman Reigns, by the way. If they were every single week sinking in the ratings, then he wouldn't be using them. So Vince in this case knows way more than we all do. And clearly there's something there with Brock because, hey, he's still pushing Brock.
And you can afford to do it, and he's Brock Lesnar. I mean, I don't know. There are some guys where it's like, you know, again, unless they are hurting your business, why wouldn't you want them there? What else do you have going on that can strike the fancy of the general public, which you need to do? I mean, that's just a fact. The average person, Brock Lesnar does that, and that's just how it goes. And for heaven's sakes, you got a guy who's on the top or is the talk of two sports right now. You know, for no matter what a hardcore MMA fan wants to think about things, the UFC's in the same position trying to woo Brock for the same exact reasons, for eyeballs.
First year says, Dream has no chance. He is not winning the title. Probably headed to the main roster after Survivor Series. Chomp is at the top of his game. Why would they even take the title off of him? I'm not saying it's impossible that Velveteen Dream is heading up to the main roster, but I will say he's not ready for the main roster. He needs more time down there. I think it would be a mistake to call him up this early, but they call everybody up early.
A mixed match challenge team of Mandy Rose and Velveteen Dream one day, what their entrance could possibly be like?
Could. I don't think if they're going to bring him up, their first thought is mixed match challenge.
Well, look, it is WWE.
It's almost over anyway. We're not going to have one for another year.
I know. Well, I'm sure we're going to have another one very soon.
Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Lots to get into here today. Lots of big shows coming up. NXT TakeOver, Survivor Series. Whatever's on your mind here today is fair game. And we are going to go to the phone, so you are on the air. What's going on?
Hey, this is Ishmael in Virginia.
Yes, Ishmael.
Hey, so I'm going to sort of try to help you out here, and I'm going to make the case for sending Nia Jax down to NXT for a tour.
Can I make a case?
Because for some reason, I guess people are violently opposed to this idea or what this and the other, but if it's still technically developmental, which is a word that they use to describe NXT, if you step back and look at Nia Jax, the worker, the performer, she may be the worst person across NXT and the main roster on promos. So forget anything. She may be the worst promo. They protect her by not having her do much, if any, live mic work that's more than a sentence long. They heavily protect her in her matches, even though she doesn't protect her opponents. Her matches are roughly the same and very rudimentary. It's a lot of her trotting along and hitting people very hard. And they do everything they can to sort of keep her in a bubble, both in and out of the ring. If that's the case, if someone is that rudimentary, this deep into their career, as well as being in their mid-30s, if you think this person has a future in the company and you have something you call developmental, send them down there to do longer promos, longer matches, not in front of a camera, maybe do those NXT house show tours that they had Shinsuke Nakamura doing at like 40 years old for who knows why for like a year for seasoning, because it's not like she's some unbelievable promo that they have to get out there or this giant star. If she has glaring holes in virtually every aspect of her game, she needs to go back to developmental if you have developmental, if that is what it actually is.
Well, listen, Ishmael, my friend. First off, you're preaching to the choir. I'm sure you're well aware of that. And this idea that like you and me and Mike or I don't even know if Mike wants to go to developmental, but me and you, Ishmael.
What?
The idea that we're in the minority here. Let me tell you something, everybody. I've said this a million times. Somebody asked a question. I think it was on our board. Is this the worst time ever? Are wrestling fans worse today than they've ever been? I think was the question. And as a man who is on Twitter and our own message board and Facebook and also has traveled all over this country this year to a bunch of different places to watch and be involved in wrestling, I feel that I have the right to state my opinion on this. And my opinion is as follows.
The dirt worst.
No, listen to me. In real life, let me repeat that.
In person.
In real life.
Real life.
Okay, which is not the internet, all right?
No.
In real life, this is the nicest, friendliest, most polite group of wrestling fans I have ever seen in my entire lifetime.
The most spending this, too.
I'm 43 years old. I've been watching since I was like 13, 14 years old. This is the nicest, friendliest group of fans, the best fans ever in real life, okay?
Thank you, this generation. Thank you.
In the imaginary world of the internet, everybody.
Oh, God.
And message board posts and comments on articles you might write on the internet.
Where's Garrett Gonzalez right
and
now?
And Twitter. Excuse me, Mike. Let me continue.
Oh, sorry.
And Facebook and all of these other places on the internet where when you read something, it's a bunch of zeros and ones. That's it. That's all it is. It's the worst group of fans of all time.
Horrible.
But you must separate the two, okay? You must separate real life from the internet. Now, unfortunately, there's a lot of fans that are unable to separate real life from the internet, okay? That's something that they have to deal with. But in real life, this is a great group of fans. Now, on the internet, it's a bunch of morons, okay? Everybody, I don't know what it is. It's like, well, you know, nobody knows who I am. I can have a fake name. I can say whatever I want to anybody without fear of repercussions. So I'm just going to be like a total jerk on
the internet. You're going to get punched in the face one day.
Ignore these people, okay?
Comeuppance.
Ignore them. Now, here's the reality with Nia Jax, all right?
Oh, that's where we're going with
this? Here's the reality with Nia Jax, okay? Forget the White Knights and the idiots on the internet. Here's the reality of this, okay? In any other endeavor, forget wrestling. Let's talk about Cirque du Soleil. You go to a show in Vegas, and there's the strong man. You ever seen the strong man? Mm-hmm. He's a big jacked up guy. He's responsible for lifting people up in the air. He catches people, etc. Okay? If you're doing a performance with the strongman, and over the course of a 2-year period, he drops like 7 different people, several of which suffer injuries, okay? You think that strongman is going to continue working that show? Or do you think he's either A, going to be fired, or B, I don't even know what they do for Cirque du Soleil, but go back to wherever they train, all right? He's not going to remain on the show. Do you guys remember The Big Show?
Yeah.
Okay. Big Show broke in like 96, 97, something like that. All right. A few years later, he goes to WWE. You guys remember Mark Henry? Same deal. 1996, 1997. Broke into WWE. Guess who got sent back to developmental? The Big Show and Mark Henry at certain points. What is it where Nia Jax? I'm such a terrible person for saying, you know what? She's hurt a lot of people. She should probably go back to developmental. Not one time did I say that Nia Jax should be fired. Never. In fact, my original tweet that I don't even know how many times has been retweeted now, it went viral. I even stated in that damn tweet that I don't want to see her be fired. Of course, you go on the internet and these morons are like, oh, Brian, how dare he say that somebody should be fired? Never did I say that.
No.
In fact, you know what? If I were running the company and we desperately felt that we need Nia Jax on Raw every Monday so that she can win awards or be up for awards for the Kids' Choice Awards or whatever, how about this? You use Nia Jax on Monday on Raw. On Tuesday, you send her down to Florida. She trains at the Performance Center. She does the loop for NXT house shows. And then she goes home for a while. And on Sunday, she flies back and she goes to Raw. And she's on live Raw TV. That's a fine compromise. I'm okay with that. She doesn't have to be doing matches every single Monday night on Raw. She doesn't have to be doing matches on pay-per-view. She can be a personality. She can do interviews. Every now and then she can wrestle. Hey, if you really want to, if she's going to be doing a pay-per-view match, she never wrestles on TV. You guys remember Andre the Giant?
I know him.
Okay. She never wrestles on TV. She builds up matches for WWE main roster pay-per-views, and you do what you do with Ronda. You send her down to the Developmental Performance Center. She practices her match with somebody, make sure that nobody's going to get hurt, then you throw her out there on a live pay-per-view with a match she's practiced. There's a million ideas here. But you know what a bad idea is? It's to take somebody that's hurt 6, 7, 8 people, some of them seriously, concussions, back injuries, whatever, separated shoulders, and say, you know what? She's hurt people, but let's just keep doing the same damn thing we've been doing, and maybe, hey, you know what? If she hurts somebody else, we'll deal with it. That's a bad idea. And I'm not a bad person for suggesting she go back down to developmental. That's what developmental is for. She wouldn't be the first, and she damn sure shouldn't be the last if people are getting hurt. I mentioned this last night on the AWA Team Challenge Series. The AWA Team Challenge Series pilot is a horrible show that you should all watch for comedic purposes. But what's not comedy is it opens up with Vern Gagne. He's 63 years old, and he sits there, and he actually cuts, like, it's a hilarious promo, but it's a perfectly fine promo. Hey, everyone, I'm Vern Gagne. He talks about the AWA. He talks about the Team's Challenge Series. He doesn't stumble over one word. He's in a perfect frame of mind. Well, now go up and read about the last decade or so of Vern Gagne's life, which was a nightmare. How many times did Vern Gagne do diving headbutts? How many times did he suffer multiple concussions working on Raw? A nightmare the last few years of his life. Everybody needs to stop giving each other concussions. This is like, everyone goes, oh, well, you know, there's not necessarily more than there were back in the day. It's just people worked through them and that sort of thing. Is that true? Well, we know that people work through concussions. We know Kurt Angle suffered a concussion. It's like, well, not like we didn't know. Yeah, he worked through it. That was a bad idea when Triple H gave him that pedigree on the table. Obviously, it was a bad idea. But, like, were people really suffering concussions on, like, a weekly basis like they are nowadays? I mean, maybe in the peak of the Attitude Era when they were hitting each other with chair shots to the head every frickin' day. But, I mean, maybe it was worse back then, but I'm not sure. We got concussions all the time nowadays. From sloppy wrestling. So if you're sloppy, you need to go back to developmental, period. Otherwise, we're going to have a bunch of Vern Gagne's coming up down the road, which is not going to be fun. Why do I rant about this every day? Is anybody listening to me? Except for the idiots that want to argue it on Twitter and Reddit or wherever else. I'm not saying anything that's, like, crazy. Everything I'm saying is, like, it's common sense, right? Am I in the wrong here, Mike?
No, you're not, actually. And one thing I'd like to add when it comes to Nia is just, by the way, you threw a large net out there with a lot of different things. I mean, Vern Gagne, the last couple of years of his life, that's going to be a separate thing for a separate time. The only thing I'll add to this is Nia. I see people, look, there are a lot of racists. There are a lot of sexists. There are a lot of people that, as Brian said, hide behind a persona and a fake name online to say things to rattle people's cages, to be, frankly, just a dick. And the thing with that is you can say Nia deserves to go down to developmental or is hurting people the same way that Seamus was said about him. And that's what needs to be understood in this is just very simply, just because...
Well, let's follow up after the break. Hold that thought. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
I dipped in this town a few days ago. The girl I kinda see, you know I love her so. We live in a shack up on the hill, and I'm in line the range with Bethel and Big. They call me Big Bear John.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, Mike, I'm going to let you continue before I totally lose my mind. Go ahead.
No, it's just just because people are criticizing Nia or have a problem with her hurting people and having just very simply, it does not mean you can judge everybody's comments equally, because somebody said that does not make them sexist. It does not make them racist, does not make them whatever it is. And I can understand why people are sensitive to that. And I can understand people stoking the flames and actually being that way and people seeing those comments. But, when you got to use your rational mind at this, not everybody is that way. And look at Sheamus being the best example. And there are others.
Dude, I asked for Sheamus to be fired.
Say again?
I asked for Sheamus to be fired.
Yeah.
But I didn't even ask for Nia to be fired, but I asked for Sheamus to be fired after he nearly killed 10 people.
That's the thing. So you can't lump everybody's comments on this the same. And again, you have to look at this again. Just look at her record compared to others, even compared to somebody like somebody who messes up moves all the time, like a Dana Brooke or somebody like that. How many people has she hurt? You know, how many matches does she wrestle out there on the house show circuit and everything else? So it's like, I just think the whole thing has gotten a little bit out of control. And I know you're probably going to get further out of control because you've seen.
Oh, hey, before I even get to that.
Of weight cutting.
You idiots out there that cry about this and go, all Brian and Dave do, they encourage this kind of strong style in New Japan. Then they cry when I get out of here. Go back and find the review that I did of the Naito Ibushi match. Eviscerated that match. That was the most dangerous, stupid match I ever saw in my life. There's 1,000 examples. Sheamus, Naito and Ibushi. People yelling sexism or whatever because I'm down on Nia Jax or whatever they want to complain about. I don't care who it is. If you're hurting a bunch of other people, something needs to be done about it. Now, on top of this, we got this Nia Jax situation. One person after another getting hurt, including Becky being punched in the face, concussed, and taken off the Survivor Series show they've been building up forever. UFC, if you go to my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez. Oh, that's a great one right there. Linked up at the top. Cynthia Calvillo, misses weight. What happens in this video? You want to watch it on my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez? She stumbles out on the stage. She can barely walk. She's got two people literally holding her up. They get her up on the stage. She can't even stand up by herself. She misses weight. She pretty much collapses. They drag her carcass backstage. Does anybody give a damn about anybody anymore? What in the world's going on here? Everybody is so busy having to go on there and type stupid stuff on the internet so that some person who used to be famous will retweet them or like their tweet or whatever. Nobody cares about anybody in real life anymore.
And you know
what's
ridiculous?
Crazy,
Brian? Looking at ESPN, there is not one thing on that weigh-in. Now we got Nick Diaz's return. You know, should it be against Jorge Masvidal? You know, all this stuff. And it's like, there's a dead person walking. Like, again, I it's not like I had a great amateur wrestling career, but it's like, I cut weight to wrestle. I cut weight for football. I cut weight for those things. I think about doing that for my child now, and I think there's no way, but that's just what we did. And because that's just what we did, three wrestlers died in one season that made them turn the rules around.
Yeah, they turned the rules around in 1998.
Yes.
What has UFC done? Nothing.
Boxing and UFC have been the worst with this stuff, and this is why people – and it's not just for now. The assault on your kidneys for later, the assault on your kidneys for now, being dehydrated and going in there and fighting a fight and facing punches to the head. Like, there's – pick all of the reasons in the world, and they're all bad on what we're doing right now. It's just – it's completely insane. And to see that and to not have that fight pulled, because I don't believe it's been pulled. I'll have to check now, but I don't think it has. The fact that she was even able to go out there in front of cameras, your company should be completely embarrassed. It is not good.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, Brian and Mike. It's Bruce in Huntsville.
Yes.
I'm going to steer the direction in kind of a lighter note there. Not that you guys aren't making great points, but just to warn you, I've got a couple questions. They're both a little bit stupid. Although I think hearing how it all turns out would be a little bit interesting. The first question, is there any reason that anybody could provide in kayfabe that AJ Styles in 2018 does not wear a protective cup?
Especially after that damn feud with Nakamura.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
And by the way, think about that. How many low blows have we seen in that Nakamura feud? And Daniel Bryan kicks him low one time and wins the title.
Well, I mean, there's been a lot of work done down there, so I can understand how that could be the case.
Although, you know,
all right, and for-
I hesitate to even say this.
Yes.
But, like, when I was younger, there's, like, various different types of cups, okay? And some of them,
true,
it's just like a cup that covers merely your genitalia, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And there were nightmare stories when I was younger that, you know, if you're wearing that and it's only covering your genitalia, your potatoes and carrots, mm-hmm, if somebody kicks you down there, mm-hmm, and their kick is going up, like when Charlie Brown used to try to kick the football, they can kick the cup up and tear off the potatoes and carrots.
That's right.
Horrified me. I literally, in my entire life, grappling, jiu-jitsu, pro wrestling, I've never worn a cup for fear of that.
Oh, I thought you like went with a bigger cup, like,
nope,
you were a catcher on a baseball,
nope, like
team.
Like a diaper?
Or something.
Nope.
Like one of those.
Nope. You know what's funny, too? I'm probably jinxing myself here, but like some people wear a cup and like
no jockstrap?
They still get kicked in the jimmy. I have never worn a cup, and like I never get kneed or kicked or anything like that down there. But
that's
the people I know that wear them, no, I don't wear one. But the people I know that do wear one, for some reason, they're always getting whacked down there.
Well, they got bad luck then. You've actually had tremendous luck. I cannot believe you've done all that grappling and nothing ever.
Nothing. I don't even wear a mouthpiece. I don't wear a mouthpiece or a cup.
You're begging for it.
I probably am, but crossing my fingers. Go ahead, caller.
Right. So the second question, I know that it absolutely would not be appropriate, but this is the WWE we're talking about. After Nia gets help, you know, just being a little bit more skillful in the ring.
Well, that won't happen, but conceivably.
Well, yeah, in theory. If she were to go to developmental and be deemed ready to come back to the main roster, would it be obviously wouldn't be appropriate. Although, would it be, how can you see them spinning it if they brought her back to be a policeman for the authority? Like, oh, you better not
go for it.
Stephanie McMahon.
Why isn't she in Corbin's role? Besides the fact that she can't talk. But, I mean, if she could, why couldn't she be in Corbin's role? Stephanie hires a strong, powerful woman to run the brand when she's not there. Fine with me.
And then hires Mako Satomura to beat everybody up when nobody listens to the woman in charge.
She can be like Angle. Angle never wrestled when he was in charge. This person here says, what's the deal with Sheamus? He hasn't hurt anybody in years. Daniel Bryan has said he's his favorite wrestler to work with in WWE. You can have a favorite wrestler who also kicked you in the head and concussed you and essentially ended your career.
At a time where he was not on a very hot streak, okay?
Look.
So, I mean, there were potatoes everywhere. Look, potatoes are potatoes, and that's fine. And that's where it's actually even worse for Nia, because she has been so sloppy where there have been so many concussions and there have been so many things like that, and not just blackened eyes or busted faces.
Look at the match that sent Daniel Bryan into his first retirement. Look at the match that sent Christian into his retirement. Look at the match where Jeff Hardy gave Sheamus his face, and just like Nia, Sheamus just kicked him right in the face and knocked a tooth out. And by the way, that was not years ago, okay? He's better now, but don't act like Sheamus never hurt anybody. It's ridiculous.
Heavy-handed. Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
And look, and this happened a lot in the past as well, too, and it would be regulated in the past as well, too, but also in the past, Nia Jax wouldn't be where she's at. And nobody to me really that is serious about this is clamoring for her to be fired. And like me, I'm not even clamoring for her to be called down to off the main roster. But like something has kind of got to give here, because, again, if you want her to be a monster for the future, I don't know how she's being helped right now with things like this.
Let's go to the phones. One last call. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, how's it going, Ryan? Do you think we turned Daniel Bryan heel because they wanted to face Michaels at WrestleMania?
Because he's going to face Michaels?
Yeah.
No. The Daniel Bryan, I mean, obviously Vince had to okay it, but Daniel Bryan's the one who's been wanting to turn heel. Because he's not an idiot. And he knows that to get over in this company, you have to be a heel. Because all they understand is heat. So he ain't going to get over as a babyface at the top level. So they'll push him as a heel. This person here says, I'm pretty sure the strongman is not related. Where is it here? Disappeared. I'm pretty sure the strongman called the shots in that crowd. What? Oh, calls the shots? What's going on here? Someone else had said the strongman isn't related to Dwayne. Well, maybe he is. I don't know. I know what you're talking about.
Cirque du Soleil reference there.
I know what you're talking about.
Well, yes, okay. The I don't think. Well, fine. Yes, the Rock Nia thing.
Rock's not even working for the company right now.
I know.
What's going to happen? Like, if they send Nia to developmental, Rock's never going to come back?
Yeah, I don't know if that's the thing to bag on Nia about. Well, it's because she's the Rock's. I mean, look, they have destroyed a lot of family members and the stuff with the movie and all that stuff. They are not all tied together exclusively. Stop it.
Hey, look at this. This person says to win his first WWE title, AJ kicked Dean Ambrose in the nuts behind the ref's back at Backlash. Now he lost to Daniel Bryan with a low blow. Full circle.
Like superstar Billy Graham.
You're right.
Yeah.
This person says, I think if you need to get naked to weigh in, you should just miss weight. Make them weigh in their gear. Dude, that's not even the beginning of this.
No, yeah.
Not even the start of this. Just a bunch of cowards.
Who was on, and who was, you know, again, all the checks and balances we have to make sure people are on track and everything. Shut up. Just, it's pathetic.
Will WWE be able to keep Becky as hot as she is until Mania if they decide to go with her versus Ronda? I have my doubts. Well, that's why I'm thinking that something needs to happen that derails them. I mentioned this yesterday. This is purely speculation. You know what? I made sure to say this is purely speculation. I still saw stories about this saying I reported it yesterday. Maybe you could do the horsewoman versus horsewoman feud now. Maybe Shayna's going to lose at TakeOver and be brought up to the main roster. Maybe, because Becky and Charlotte hugged each other, maybe they're putting that horsewoman group back together. And maybe you can do some sort of feud like that in the meantime before you finally get to Ronda and Becky at WrestleMania. Maybe you could do that. We'll see.
You know what? If watching old wrestling taught me anything and watching those old shows where all those things interweaved, like the Midnights and the Road Warriors and Road Warriors feud with the Russians who didn't really like the Horsemen, whatever it would be, all those things can meld together and you could do this stuff for the next 4 months. And in fact, whether it's Charlotte, whether it's Becky, whether it's whoever against Ronda at WrestleMania, all of that stuff I think would be very, very welcome. And if you do that stuff right, which when they want to, they can, it could actually be really great. And I think they're going to put a lot of focus into it anyway because of who it is and because of where I believe that they want it placed. So I'm actually really looking forward to all this.
Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call. Toll-free, 1-800-428-1570. 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. 1-800-428-1570. The Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
From WrestlingObserver.com, former WWE wrestler Enzo Amore kicked off a flight from New York to L.A. before takeoff on Thursday. Amore was kicked off the Delta Airlines flight from JFK for vaping on the plane. Vapes on a plane. Pro Wrestling Sheet noted Amore wouldn't follow instructions from flight attendants when he was told to stop vaping. TMZ reported Port Authority police were called to the plane, did not arrest Amore. TMZ's report also states Delta refused to put Amore on another flight. Man.
So it was nicotine and not oils, I guess?
He's been going by the name Real One and has been focused on making rap music with a performance in West Hollywood scheduled for Monday, November 19th.
Boo.
Oh, I can't wait. What are you talking about?
West Hollywood.
If only I could get there for that show. I'd like to see his rap debut. Well, listen, everybody, it's a big weekend. Tomorrow, NXT TakeOver War Games. There's also UFC tomorrow, if you want to watch that. New Japan Tag Team Tournament. There is Survivor Series on Sunday. There is a lot of stuff coming up. We're going to cover
NXT,
it all here.
So I'm one for four.
All on the website, WrestlingObserver.com. Bunch of great stuff up there. Myself and Lance Storm up later on today for subscribers, by the way. We'll talk about all of the news. Lance heated on a lot of different topics. That should be a lot of fun. So check that out if you're a subscriber. And if not, we're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Saturday replay as well. Every day there is Wrestling Observer Live on Sports Byline USA. So check it out. Thanks, Mike, as always, callers and listeners, everybody in the studio. We'll talk to you again next time, Wrestling Observer Live.